What's going on, guys, and welcome back to the Baseball Rundown with Coach Raz. I'm Ryan Labarde alongside Coach Raz. And Coach, you guys go 1-2 this weekend against George Mason. A very good George Mason team. They're atop the A-10 right now. Let's talk about it. We'll go game by game Friday. That was not the game we were hoping for.
I think – which was kind of the case Friday and Saturday. We just didn't get a good start on the mound. And, you know, when you get down early by a lot, it makes the game tough to kind of keep close and stay competitive. And it just, was frustrating to get kind of taken out of the game early.
Yeah, it was an early, they put up a 10 spot in the fourth inning. It just seemed like a fourth inning that was just never ending. And it wasn't even like they were smoking the ball or anything. It was little choppers that got over the third baseman's head or ground balls up the middle. It just felt like it was just one of those games that just could not go your way.
Yeah, and I kind of said it to the team after the game. When you combine bad luck with bad baseball, 21 runs happens. You know, it's not a recipe for success. In general, like you gotta – it's pretty – as complicated as the game seems to be sometimes, it's not that complicated, right? Like, if you throw strikes and you make plays and you put the ball in play, good things happen. If you don't do one of those things, the game can get away from you at this level pretty quickly. We got some bad breaks, some bad bounces. That stuff's going to happen. It's still no reason to give up 10 runs in one inning, though.
And then Saturday, you guys do get some offense going late, but still fall 14-5 in that one.
Yep. Again, it was 7-0 in the third inning. So it's tough to climb out of those holes. You know, we got a couple runs in the fourth. So it's like, all right, now it's 7-2. And you're feeling pretty good that you can get back into it. And then you give up 5 in the fifth. You know, it just kind of put the nail in the coffin early. So it was just two tough starts on the mound. We need to change it up a little bit. We got to do something different. We just got to get better starts. And we can't just keep accepting the same old thing. We've got to make some changes and try to provide a spark on the mound to give us a better chance to win. But yeah, it was tough. I think it was 7-2, and then we got an out, so it was one out, and then I think it was it's either 0-2 or 0-1, but a really good slider. Thought it was a great pitch. It was called the ball. I think the very next pitch, I think it was 0-2. I think the very next pitch, because you know, now it's an even count. I think we threw a fastball and it got hit out of the ballpark. And it's like, man, I don't think people realize sometimes like one pitch or one call can change an inning, you know? And I just remember thinking back on that inning and was like, I was really upset when that pitch wasn't called. And then, you know, was more upset that the result of that at bat, and it felt like it ended up burying us. You know, we ended up scoring 5 runs that inning and taking us out of the game.
So what are those changes going to be on the mound heading into this weekend series against St. Louis?
We're going to move James Capilupo to the bullpen right now. He's logged the most innings on the team. I think there's a little bit of a tired arm a little bit right now. So we're going to try to limit his pitch count this weekend. Chance Moore was so good this weekend. We feel like we need to move him up. So I talked to David James about starting on Friday. Told him we're going to give him one more opportunity to go have a good start. And hopefully he can deliver, because we believe in his stuff. We've seen greatness out of him. It just hasn't been great the past 3 or 4 weeks. So, you know, hopefully David can provide us a good start. We're going to go Chance Moore on Saturday and then go Cade Walker on Sunday. Cade's been pretty good. providing some innings out of the bullpen for us. And not, you know, he hasn't been perfect. He hasn't been out there throwing all zeros, but we're just looking for a pitcher to keep us in it.
Yeah.
I don't care if they score two runs or three runs. It's the, you know, 7 to 12 runs that we've got to stop in the first five innings. So,
yeah, Cade Walker had a very good appearance, I thought, this weekend. He looked very strong. I think his command was really there. I mean, 4 2/3, only 2 earned runs, had 2 strikeouts, but no walks is, I think, a big thing to note there.
Cade, when Cade throws strikes, he's successful. And you can kind of tell early if he's off a little bit. Like, he didn't look great against Penn State. So we just ran him out for the one inning and he got out of it, but he didn't look right. But when he's pounding the zone, he's very tough to hit because his ball moves a lot. So, you know, he's a senior. He's got to step up for us. He's got to go out there and provide a spark. And, you know, lefties in a game three can be tough sometimes. So, you know, we're just trying to feed a hot hand and, you know, we'll give Cade an opportunity.
Was there an adjustment from Friday to Saturday with maybe pitch calling, approach on the mound, and trying to deliver there?
I mean, not really. I think when we call pitches, we're trying to pitch to our pitcher's strength to try to, you know, find a way to utilize what our pitcher does best. The problem is we're just not hitting spots, right? So we have a lot of pitchers not hitting spots, right? Like, if I'm calling a outside fastball and you leave it up and in, like, we're not even close, you know?
Yeah.
Like, and it may seem like it's not a big deal, but it is. Like, you know, when you want to spot a fastball somewhere and it's not hitting the spot that you want, bad things tend to happen. And it's just, that's the frustrating part. And that's why I was happy to see Chance do what he did on Sunday, because it was like everything I was calling, he was, you know, hitting those spots. And,
you know. And with pitchers not hitting spots, is that something, it's like maybe going back to the basics in practice and just working on command and hitting targets and that kind of thing?
The toughest part about coaching baseball is teaching control, because it's very tough to teach. Control is something that you have to feel. Like, I was pretty frustrated after Friday. So we woke up early on Saturday morning to practice. So we got to the indoor facility early Saturday, and I actually got back on the mound myself and just threw live against our starting lineup nonstop for 7 innings. Like, just frustrated, wanted the guys to kind of compete, and I haven't thrown a pitch live in 3.5 years. So it's been a long time, and I think I had a walk in the 7th inning. So, you know, it's in sometimes to get on the mound, even for myself, just to kind of feel that again, it reminds me, like, the feel of pitching. Like, you can do things mechanically that can help balance people and help them move efficiently, but it's very tough to teach out of the hand feel, right? Like, you know, breaking balls get released higher. If you spin it out to the side, you're going to leave it up and in, or if you yank it too much, you're going to pull it. Like, you just have to feel that snap out front and come down, like changeups. You have to feel the ball come out of your hand at a certain slot, right? Fastballs held on a little bit longer, like, and it's really tough to teach that. I wish there was some type of magic bean that we could give these guys to figure that out, but it's just, control is the toughest part to teach, and there's not a lot of drills, there's not a lot of, like, specific answers to answer that question, but it's our, without a doubt, it's our biggest issue this year,
right,
is throwing strikes. And it's frustrating because we have guys that have very good stuff. We just were throwing live today in practice, and I'm yelling at Jackson Ross, who's a freshman, because his stuff moves so much, right? But when he doesn't throw strikes, it's like, it doesn't matter. Like, it doesn't matter how good. Tom Wilkie has the best stuff on the team. Like, it is electric. But he doesn't throw strikes, you know, like, and it's, that's the frustrating part for a coach, is the ability is there, but the command's not, you know? So maybe it's me. Maybe I've got to find better players that will throw the ball over the plate more. And maybe we need to sacrifice stuff for command, whatever it is. But we've got to find guys that throw strikes, because it's extremely frustrating for a coach to just, you know, there's been a bunch of times this past couple weeks where it's like, we bring in a guy out of the bullpen, or we start a guy, and it's four pitches straight for a walk first at bat, you know? And then it's like, it may even have happened to James this weekend, but I think it was like four pitches strike, you know, that were four pitch walk to the first batter, and then a home run happens, you know? And it's like, you know, it just makes it so much more. I'd rather somebody, and I think that's the one thing I like about Chance more, is like, when Chance isn't pitching great, it's because he's getting hit. It's not because he's walking guys.
Right.
Right. So at least he's competing out there. We've got to compete. We've got to pound the zone and make teams beat us with their bats.
Yeah. I mean, it shows how much better when you guys beat them on Sunday. When you look at that pitching line, one walk over nine innings of play. So you got to feel pretty good there. I mean, Luke Roggenberg went three innings, no walks. Chance Moore, six innings, five hits, four strikeouts, one walk. And, I mean, he was the sole reason you guys were in that game.
No question. But, again, those are our two best strike throwers. Like, Chance Moore and Roggenberg are absolutely pound the strike zone
right
all year. Like, it's not something that is new, right? Like, Chance has 20 innings, six walks. Roggenberg has 20 innings, three walks, right? Like, so we know that those two will pound the strike zone. There's not a lot of other guys on the staff right now that are doing that. And if it's not walks, it's hit by pitches, right? There's a lot of, we've given up a lot of hit by pitches too.
Do you 42, think
42
yeah
players hit by pitches?
That's an insane stat. Do you think some of it's like, maybe players are trying to overthrow for velocity, and that's why they're losing control? Could that be a cause?
Yeah, I do think a lot of it is just having a feel for those release points. And yeah, I mean, some of it could be overthrowing, but, you know, it's the great mystery of baseball.
Well, let's talk about that Sunday game, because it was a great day overall, of course. I mean, when Chance Moore got out of the sixth inning, everybody was hyped up for him. I mean, he went well over 100 pitches. I believe it was 107 pitches on Sunday. And you guys take that 1-7-3. But let's talk about the early offense in that one.
Yeah, not a lot of early offense. You know, we got one run in the second. Harrison doubled the right field, right, scored Rob. And then we didn't score again till the fifth. So, I mean, it was a 1-0 game through four and a half. We get up in the fifth, and Connor hit his fifth home run of the year, which was a solo shot. So it was only 2-0.
Yeah.
2-0 headed into the seventh. In the seventh, we kind of added some distance, right? Which was good timing, because Chance came out after, you know, he had a batter. I think it was a runner on third, two outs. And I took a mound visit. And I remember, like, hearing people behind me saying, he's not taking him out, is he?
I was calling that game. And actually, I meant to ask you about that when I walked in today. When you went out to that mound visit, my initial reaction, I was like, there is no way Coach Raz will pull him right now.
Yeah. No, it was more to go out there and tell him that. You know, first of all, it was obviously to check, make sure that he was feeling okay, which we felt good about that. But then just to let him know, like, this is your guy. Like, there's two outs. This is your last batter. You got to go get this guy, you know, get it done. Fire him up a little bit. You know, he gave me a little fist bump, so he was pretty fired up. You know, it was able to get out of that inning without giving up a run. You know, and now it's 2-0, you know, after six. So it's still a tight game, and Roggs comes in the game in the seventh, gives us a good clean seventh inning, and then we were able to tack on four runs, which was great. You know, now it's you're feeling a lot better about it being 6-0.
Yeah, I mean, that inning alone was just really good. Hebben Street leadoff double. You guys were able to get Jace Tharnish in the game for the first time over the weekend, and he was able to pinch run. And then I believe it was a walk. I forget who is up next.
Yeah,
Genovese walked. Mm-hmm. And then he flipped the lineup card over. You got first and second for Vercoloni. Obviously, nobody out. You got to lay down a bunt with 2-3-4 coming up, and he's able to beat out the bunt with his great speed. So bases loaded for Holcraft. You have to be feeling good about that.
Yeah, for sure. You know, it was, you know, ideally you're trying to get second and third with one out so we can at least add a run or two so it's not just 2-0. But, you know, I think that's what happens. You put pressure on teams in a close game and see how they react, and kind of laid a great bunt down. I don't think it really would have mattered. You know, it was a perfect bunt. So, you know, when you've got bases loaded and no outs, you're hoping that you can cash in and score a few runs. And Chris was able to get a big base hit up the middle, score a couple. And then we were able to kind of get the conventional, you know, sacrifice to get the third run in. You know, Marshall grounded out, but scored a run. So it was good to kind of set that up.
Was there a message to any of those guys going up to bat in a 2-0 game? You know, you need insurance. Like, what was that message going into the bottom half of the seventh inning that kind of got that rally started?
No message. There's no secret. I mean, that's the other thing too. Like, they know, you know, like they know why, like when we lose, they know why we're losing. Right. Like,
yeah.
So it's not like it's a big mystery of what's going on. And, you know, it's a close game. You just got to let them play and, you know, hopefully get a chance to put a big inning together. And then they did, you know, it's especially being undermanned. Yeah. Jace, you know, Jace is battling a little bit of a wrist injury. So, When Hebben Street got on, we wanted to put Jace out there defensively because it doesn't bother him at all defensively. So we get him out there to pinch run because we're thinking, you know, no outs, runner on second, base hit, Jace can score on that thing. So, you know, it was great to get him in there to kind of have the ability to run and score in that situation. We ended up, you know, scoring multiple runs, but then, you know, he ends up going out there as a defensive replacement and then ends up having an at bat, which I didn't really want to happen.
Yeah, he initially tried to bunt,
yep,
and then just singled anyways and continued his great success.
Yeah, and I think that just kind of speaks to how important Jace is to our team too. Like, kid had one at bat and he got a base hit, stolen base, run scored. You know, like, it's tough. It's tough not being at full strength and missing some of our top players.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that, you know, we felt that on Friday and Saturday. You know, we've got to get healthy. We've got to get some of these guys back. You know, and I think it's looking better for this weekend. You know, I think Jace will be back for sure. Gunning's going to be a game time decision. And, you know, Gabe Watts looks like he might be able to help us again this weekend. So,
yeah, he was my next. I was wondering about Gabe Watts if his timetable.
He's close.
Okay.
He's close. So, he threw a light bullpen today. Felt pretty good. So, you know, I don't think we'll get a lot of innings out of him, but can we get one, maybe two?
Yeah.
Realistic for him.
With the bullpen, I mean, Alex Barger came in relief. Obviously, the game was kind of already out of hand. I think it was you guys were down 12 at the point Barger came in. What'd you like from him? I think control has been an issue for him this year, and he only walked one over 2 1/3. I thought his control was a lot better on Friday.
Yep, Alex for sure, the big problem with Alex has been walks so far this year. So he threw some strikes and had some success. So got to try to piggyback that and see if we can get – I mean, overall this year, I think it's, you know, been, you know, been tough for him considering some of the success that he had as a freshman. I think we were all expecting a bigger year from him. Just hasn't worked out that way because of the control piece. But it was good to see him throw strikes. I mean, the stuff's there. I mean, he's definitely electric, but yeah, throw strikes.
Yeah, right. And then just the bullpen for this weekend. Obviously, it's going to be a little different with Capilupo being out there. Could we see Capilupo come in relief this weekend?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, he'll be one of our first guys out. no doubt about it. We do, like I said, we're not giving up on James. We just need to slow him down a little bit. We're actually going to work on some mechanical things. We're going to make some changes. It's time. So sometimes you got to let guys go do their thing. And once they have some adversity, then I think you can work on making some changes. He's very open now to making some changes to allow him to be a little bit more consistent. So,
yeah,
you know, we need to make some mechanical adjustments. Best time to do that is maybe working out of the bullpen, you know, not starting and having to make all these changes and having the pressure of that. So, yeah, you know, another guy that we feel really good about out of the bullpen is Gilbert Saunders. We just didn't get an opportunity to use him this weekend. You know, we were kind of saving him if we needed him late in a close game. He's pitched really well recently, and I think he's somebody that we could use on the back end. So he's rising up our board quite a bit. So Gilbert's somebody that we're excited about too. So we're looking to find him an opportunity this weekend.
Yeah, and then you guys got Binghamton on Tuesday. You got him again. Obviously lose on the walk-off to them at their home place. What do you think it's going to take to take down Binghamton?
Well, one would be not have it snowing outside like it's been snowing today. So that would be the first part. You know, we just, again, it's good to get back home and have the midweek home games. And we've tended to play those games really tight. We've had some pretty good battles the first few years here. So they always tend to be pretty close games. And obviously, it's a pretty friendly rivalry. I love those guys down there. So it's always good to have them. I think it's actually the first time we've had them come here. So last year got snowed out, rained out. So this would be the first time that we've actually hosted them on a midweek. So
awesome.
Be excited to have them up here, you know, kind of see the field before the construction happens, and, you know, and then they'll get to see the finished product next year. So,
yeah. And then who do you think will get the start on Tuesday? Is that dependent on what happens
all
this weekend?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
What happens this weekend.
All right, Coach. Well, I always appreciate the time.
We'll
see you next week. Good luck this weekend. Let's get it done. You guys are listening to The Baseball Rundown, brought to you by the Bonnies Online Network.